Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Nobody in Kansas City has sports like 96.5 The Fan.
Right side throw, touchdown! Kansas City, a 3-yard touchdown pass in overtime. Kansas City wins the game.
Welcome into The Drive with Carrington Harrison.
Back-to-back best sports talk host as voted on in the Pitch magazine.
Live from the Fan Studios, here's CDOT.
Let's do this. Another day, another dollar, another edition of The Drive. You are listening to The Drive on 96.5 The Fan, 96.5thefan.com, and also the Odyssey app. My name is Carrington Harrison. Really excited to be here with you guys on this wonderful, wonderful Friday. Summer feels like it is here. The weather outside is beautiful. We got the Royals in town this weekend. We got Sporting Kansas City in town this weekend. Rob, or the Current in town this weekend? The Current are here. It's Boulevardia this weekend. It is going to be a great weekend to be out and about in the Kansas City metropolitan area. My name is Carrington Harrison. Rob Brenton is here taking you up until 6 o'clock today when we hand things off to Josh Fernier as the Royals get ready to play host to the Athletic. We got a lot of stuff to get into in today's show. Speaking of Vern will be on the show today at 4:15. We also are going to have our guy Jacob Milham. He is going to be on the show coming up at 3 o'clock. As we talk some Royals baseball, we'll have a little fun. We'll talk some football. You guys know typical Drive silliness. Before we get to any of that, I want to remind you guys of a couple of things. Number one, I need you listening to The Drive each day at 2 o'clock right here on 96.5 The Fan. And number two, I need you to tell one friend. It'd be great if you could tell two friends to check out the show, but you know what? Beggars cannot be choosers. If you could just tell one person that you know, hey, there's this radio show on 96.5 that I like. I think you should listen to it. You know what? I would greatly appreciate that. All right, let's get to it. Without further ado, you guys know in the movie Top Gun, the first one, not the second one. The second one's incredible, but in the first one, they kept playing that song, Danger Zone. Remember that? I mean, they played that song at least 4 or 5 times in the movie. Well, you know what? If you are going out to Kauffman Stadium this weekend, that is the song that should be playing in your head. The Royals played the Yankees 6 times this year. They lost all of the games against the Yankees. Yesterday, the Royals lost 1-0. It was a series in which the Royals, they just simply did not bring the bats, and that has been a theme for this team in 2025. Now, I am not here to rehash and tell you things that you already know. But this team feels like they are in the danger zone. They need to do a couple of things this weekend. One seems very, very obvious. Number one, they need to win this series. The Athletics are not a good baseball team. If the Royals are a team that we believe can make the postseason, and I know it doesn't feel like it right now, but the Royals are still very much in the playoff conversation. The Athletics are the second worst team in the American League behind the Chicago White Sox. They lost a series last weekend to the Chicago White Sox. Let's not make that a habit. The Athletics are 26-44. They have the worst run differential in all of the American League. Their run differential is minus 20. The White Sox is minus 58. The Orioles is minus 85. They might actually be the worst team in the American League, regardless of what records say, by a pretty wide margin. I mean, you could make the case that they're the second worst team in all of baseball. They're coming into your building on a weekend that I think fans will be in attendance. Tonight is Alex Gordon night out at Kauffman Stadium. He is going into the Royals Hall of Fame. Certainly a deserving honor for him. Tomorrow is Bobby Witt Jr. bobblehead day. I think they're going to get 25, 27,000 people out there for the Bobby Witt Jr. bobbleheads. So I think the fans are going to be in attendance. I think they're showing up this weekend. Are the Royals' bats going to show up this weekend? You lost last weekend to the White Sox. You just got swept by the New York Yankees. And now you got a series at home against the Athletics. Let's not make it a habit, as it feels some of the hope and the excitement is starting to drift away from Royals fandom. We all know how Royals fans operate, and I don't say this as a knock towards Royals fans. You got to know yourself. You guys are very quick and very easy to put the Royals down if they are not living up to standards. And for a team that has lost 19 of their last 29 baseball games, for a team that, let's be real, plays a very boring brand of baseball, it is not fun to watch your team score 2-1 and no runs on a consistent basis the way that this team does. You are potentially in risk, in danger of losing people's attention. And this is the hardest time to keep people's attention. There's so much other stuff going on. Sporting is going on. The current are going on. There's festivals. There's vacations. There's all of these things. There is no easier time to lose people's interest for the next 4 to 6 weeks than you losing the way that the Royals are and putting a bad product or a boring product on the field the way that their offense has over the duration of the season. So, number one, the Royals, they just need to win this series. Get back to 500, take a little bit of a deep breath, and try to get some momentum going and try to get on a run. That's number one. And number two, they could really use a Jack Caglione home run. We have spent a lot of time talking about his power. I'm not telling you that it's not there, but he hasn't hit a home run yet. You know what would get the natives back excited? Because the excitement was certainly there for Jack Caglione. We saw what the attendance was on Tuesday. We've seen the interest in Jack Caglione. It would be a nice 415-foot home run from their super prospect. That would make people feel good. You win this series against the A's, Jack Caglione hits a home run or two. I think a lot of people will say, all right, hey, we're at 500. We've certainly seen this organization get hot before in the second half of the season. And look, Jack Caglione has arrived. He has emerged. And he's ready to help us in the second half of the season. This is just an organization that just needs some good things to happen for them offensively. And sure, they get a pocket here and a pocket there. They've been unable to keep it together for any prolonged period of time. But they could just really use a nice 3-for-4 day at home with Jack Caglione. He hits a home run. He hits a double. He is in the middle of a win just to get some momentum, just to get some positive energy going back towards this team. This weekend is Alex Gordon Day out at Kauffman Stadium. They are inducting him into the Royals Hall of Fame coming up later today. And you know what? To celebrate Alex Gordon, there's only one way to do it. Hit me, Rob!
We're where you want to be. Baseball with the Royals. If you want to be.
Carrington, to honor Alex Gordon, today's random Royals lineup is not from today's date in Royals history, but from Alex Gordon's Major League debut. It was opening day against the Red Sox in 2007.
I was actually at that game.
Here is your random Royals lineup. Leading off in center field, David DeJesus.
He is a staple of a random Royals lineup.
Batting second, the second baseman, Mark Grzelanek.
Mark G.
Batting third in right field, Mark Tien.
Okay.
batting fourth, the designated hitter, Mike Sweeney.
Okay, this team right now isn't that bad. Something tells me he's about to take a turn here. But the names that you have read so far, that's not a bad team.
Batting fifth at third base, Alex Gordon.
He came up to the plate in his first AB. Bases were loaded. He struck out, I believe.
Got a standing O coming to and from the
I
is
remember.
That the only, probably only in baseball history, standing O strikeout for the hitter.
We knew greatness was upon us.
Also, would have been Martin's first game in right because they said, not today, young man. You got to find a new position. Here we go, Carrington. Now it turns because batting sixth at first base, Ryan Sheely.
Who?
Ryan Sheely, baby.
Didn't he used to play for the Padres back in the day?
I think he was a Padre and a Rocky for a while. I mean, he was, you know how Royal Chiefs fans always wanted a middle linebacker next to Derek Johnson? For a while, the Royals had a rotation of just bums that played first while Sweeney DH'd. This is one of the examples.
Yeah, I remember that name. I don't remember him that well, but I remember he used to play for the Padres back in the day. Ryan Sheely. How many home runs did he hit that season?
Let's look at old
nine
Sheely.
Playing first base, hit nine home runs for the Royals.
He hit. Oh, well, that year he only hit three.
Okay, well, I was close.
He only had 17 his entire Royals career.
Okay, all right.
Batting seventh.
So he's got Kyle Isbell power.
Mm-hmm. Batting seventh in left field, Ross Glode.
You are 100% right. This is where things, right now, we're getting to the journeyman portion of the Royals lineup.
Batting eighth, the catcher, John Buck.
John Home Run Buck.
John Buck doubled and homered on this opening day.
That's what Jack Caglione needs to do tonight against the A's, against Luis Severino.
And batting ninth, the shortstop, Tony Pena.
Just... How many runs they scored that night?
Actually, they were dominant in a 7-1 win over the Red Sox.
All right.
Behind 7 1/3 of one-run ball by Gil Mesh.
Hey, is this the series? And look it up. Just we don't have to do it right now. I think Daisuke Matsuzaka made his major league debut the next day, right? Because opening day was like a beautiful day, and then the next day was like really cold and rainy. And no one was out there the next day. I remember
it was
this.
2 days later Daisuke made his
debut. Yeah, because that's when they had the off day, and then mm-hmm. 2 days later. Because I drove up from college to be at this game. I remember I was in school when this happened. When was this, 07?
Yep, and Daisuke on his debut outdueled Zach Greinke, of all things. But Daisuke had 10 strikeouts in 7 innings.
Yeah, I remember that Daisuke Matsuzaka game. I remember watching that was in college. It was cold. It was like 35 degrees or something outside.
Daisuke is actually who Alex Gordon got his first career hit off of.
Oh, good. Look at that, man. We're out here. We're educating people today. That's what we're in the business of. We're in the business of educating folks. Coming up on the other side, you know what? We're going to take trips down memory lane with Alex Gordon's career. Today is Alex Gordon Day at the K. They're putting him into the Royals Hall of Fame. Keep it right here. It's The Drive on 96.5 The Fan.
The Drive with Carrington Harrison.
This man was a bona fide scrub.
On 96.5 The Fan, brought to you by DM Injury Law. Have you or a loved one been in a car wreck? Contact DM Injury Law today and get the money you deserve. Car wreck? Remember, Mike's got this.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Welcome back into The Drive. My name is Carrington Harrison. Very happy to be here with you guys on this wonderful, wonderful Friday. Text line 913-586-7965. CDOT, I think the Royals need to stop with all of these ceremony days. It feels like we've lost all of them this year. I don't think it's the ceremony days. I just think it's the offense. I mean, you're not that far off. Every time it feels like the Royals have a very important day out at Kauffman Stadium, they usually lose those games. Earlier this week, they had Jack Caglione day at the K. They lost. Coming up later today, they have Alex Gordon day at the K. They had Big Slick day. Yeah, they've had a handful of these days. I bet if we look it up, they've probably scored like 9 runs in the 5 days that they've had. And they're just going to have more of these days. We're just entering the summer. They are going to continue to pay respects to the 2015 team between now and the end of the season, as they should. It is a decade away from, for a lot of people, the most fun baseball season that they have ever had, the most fun season that they have had, period, of any sport. So the Royals, oh, they're not done celebrating things this season. This is just the first one they've had this summer. They got more planned. It's going to be a big weekend out at Kauffman Stadium. You got Alex Gordon Day coming up. You're going to see a lot of former teammates today out at Kauffman Stadium. And then tomorrow is Bobby Witt Jr. Bobblehead Day. So I'm guessing they probably get somewhere between 27 and 31,000 people out there today. And they probably do something very, very similar tomorrow. This is not about you going out there for the opponent. They're playing the A's. This is about you going out there to celebrate the Royals' history and celebrate Alex Gordon, one of the more beloved players in Royals history, and also to get a pretty cool collectible for a future Hall of Fame caliber player. So I do think there's going to be a lot of people that make the trip out to Kauffman Stadium this weekend, as they should, for a very important day in Royals history. I think this is maybe the best catch that Alex Gordon made in his career. We're going to play some of his best memories as we celebrate him going into the Royals Hall of Fame.
Volquez stares in, gets the sign from his catcher, Salvador Perez, and brings the pitch. A fly ball struck to the left side. Long run for Alex Gordon. Will he get there? He reaches into the stands and flies into the stands. Did he make the catch? Yes, he did. Oh, my gosh. What a play by Alex Gordon. He was like Superman flying through the air into the seats, and he made the catch, the 4-time Gold Glover. Unbelievable. He's even getting a standing ovation from the Chicago faithful. Oh, baby, I tell you, I love that kid from Lincoln, Nebraska.
You know how good of a catch you got to make for the other team to stand up? I'm like, hey, I mean, I gotta tip my cap to you. That's how incredible that catch is. I think one of the lasting memories for me about the Royals in 2014 and 2015 is, and maybe I'm the only one that does this, usually when your team is on defense in baseball, that's usually the time to kind of walk around a little bit, you know? I mean, not much good can happen in baseball when your team is on defense. The only thing that can really happen is they lose more. That's it. That's all that can really happen. You can't get a steal. You can't do any of those things. You can't get a pick six and score on defense the way that you can in football. When your team is on defense, usually only bad things can happen. That's usually when you go to the bathroom or go get something to eat or go to the concession stand. But the Royals made defense in 2014 and 2015. You wanted to watch them play defense because just as important of you didn't want to miss the double or the big hit or the big inning that they could have, you also didn't want to miss some of the plays that they could make out in the outfield. As many home runs that we talk about or big hits from a Christian Colon or a Salvador Perez, you can think of as many big-time defensive plays that the Royals also made during that run as well, which helped propel them to a World Series. So one of the things, Rob, that I remember most about the Royals during this time frame is they just made playing defense cool, and usually that's just not how we view baseball teams.
And it was more than just Gordon. Like, Alcides Escobar was a good defensive catcher. Lorenzo Cain, remember in 2014-2015, there was that meme that two-thirds of the earth is covered by water, the next third is covered by Lorenzo Cain? Because his range was incredible. I mean, their worst defensive outfielder was Jerod Dyson, who was maybe the fastest player on the team and a good defensive player in his own right. Like, it was just an experience you had to have, because when you look at the pitching staff of the 14 and 15 team, there are no names that wow you. I guess Cueto, and we never know the end of the story with what could have been with Yordano Ventura. But one of the reasons why their pitching was so strong or looked so strong on paper those years is because their defense just didn't fail to make plays. They made the tough plays look ordinary, and they made the really difficult, near impossible plays happen more often than not. Think about, I know we're honoring Alex Gordon, but it's more than just him. Think about Lorenzo Cain's sliding catch in Game 3 of the ALCS against Mike Trout. He pops up all fired up. That was commonplace in Kansas City to see a play like that. They made everything look so, so easy for those 2 years.
I was curious what the time frame was, so I looked this up about the Oakland A's and about the Oakland area. Did you know that they lost all three of their teams in a 5-year span? Now, maybe you've never been out to that part of the country, but the Golden State Warriors, they moved from Oakland and they moved to San Francisco, which in theory isn't really that far. If you've been to San Francisco, it's a long way away. And just from a cultural standpoint, night and day between Oakland and San Francisco. So your basketball team moves across the water, moves across the bay. They're probably the second most expensive team to go to a game to in the NBA behind the Knicks. Everybody wants to go to Madison Square Garden, the Chase Center where the Warriors play. Not a cheap ticket to go to. So you lose the Warriors in 2019. They move into a new building in downtown San Francisco. You then lose the Las Vegas Raiders. They played in Oakland. They were the Oakland Raiders. They move in 2020. They get a beautiful new stadium in Las Vegas. They've hosted a Super Bowl. It's a gorgeous arena. They then also in 2024 now lost their baseball team. They now have this facility that used to be host to, I mean, Bo Jackson played in Oakland, California. You had a World Series team back in the 70s, some of those great Oakland A's teams. They made a movie about one of your teams. None of those teams, none of those players, all of that history has simply been erased from that part of the country. They lost their team in 2019, 2020, and 2024. This is a sad story and a sad state of affair. One day, you and I are going to wake up one day and we're going to see on the timeline, there's going to be a trailer for a documentary, and the trailer for the documentary is going to be how Oakland lost their teams. And so many of the great players that played in Oakland are going to be in it. City officials are going to be in it. The governor of California are going to be in it. A lot of really important people are going to be in this, telling the story of how a very proud city, a very proud region in the country, how they lost three sports teams in a 5-year stretch.
I mean, it's not kind of sad. It is objectively very, very, very sad. When we were younger, the jokes among Chiefs beat writers and Royals people, and I'm sure if we called Denny or called LaFever, they have, you know, horror stories about playing in the Coliseum because of the, you know, the press box leaked and all this, and it was a joke, but you always felt like, okay, Oakland will figure it out. They'll get the A's a new stadium, or they'll renovate the Coliseum for the Raiders, and it just felt like as time went on, eventually they'll do this. They love these teams, and the teams just left, and you saw it last year. I mean, we were watching it here at the office. I think it was Royals Day game. The final game in Oakland for the A's was an experience. It was full. The Coliseum was full. I mean, there was a connectivity between those teams and that town, and I know that the Warriors are still, quote, in the area, but even now it has a corporate, very sanitized feel from what the Warriors of 2014, 2015, 2016 in the, you know, old arena used to play. It's very sad what happened to Oakland, and it's a little bit of a cautionary tale. I mean, we talk all the time about the pro team tax, as you call it. If you're not willing to pay the pro team tax, your pro team may leave. Oakland, for years and years and years, said no to that tax. The Coliseum got run down and crummy, and their basketball arena got run down and crummy, and now they have no teams. It's the extreme example, but it is a sad story about how a town that had a lot of pride in their teams now has absolutely no teams, because there are no Vegas Raider fans in Oakland, and there are definitely no Sacramento A's fans in Oakland, and I guess there are Warriors fans, so they can't really afford to go to the game across the bridge.
Yeah, I mean, I went to, it was probably one of the last 10 games that they had in the Coliseum. One of my really good friends lives in San Francisco, and we took the train over there to go to one of the A's games, and so I have been to the Giants stadium. And I have also been to the A's stadium. Let me tell you, everything that they have told you about the Oakland Coliseum is true. It's bad. It was bad. I understand why the A's kept saying, we need a new stadium. We need a new venue. I understand why the Raiders eventually, hey, this ballpark is no longer feasible. We need to build a football stadium. Now, I don't know all the inner workings. I don't know all the inner dealings with their city, government, all of those things on why they were unable to get that done. But I don't think the passion for the community dipped when it came to the teams. I think that Oakland is a story about how ownership really matters. Like, you got to have an ownership that, A, is committed to keeping your team where they are, and is willing to maybe go through some of the BS and cut through it to try to keep your teams where they are. Part of the Raiders' identity, they will never be able to get back. They left a city and an area that loved their football team to now become a latest tourist attraction in Las Vegas. They are the Sphere. They are Fremont Street. They are a tourist. They don't have fans. They will never be able to get some of that back. When you hear people from the 70s and 80s and the 90s talk about going to Raiders games, it was a place where you were intimidated. It was a place that truly gave the Raiders a real feel and a real home field advantage. Now it's a place that you get excited and you convince your friends to let's go for a bachelor party weekend because your team is playing in Vegas. I don't think the Raiders maybe thought this thing out all the way through. I get why they took the new stadium. I got why they play in Allegiant. You're in Vegas. You got WrestleMania. You got the Super Bowl. You have all of the things, but you left the community that you had, and I think it's going to be very, very difficult for you to build that community in a tourist city and a commuter city the way that Las Vegas is.
You talk about how ownership's important. Now, I don't know Raider fans, but I would imagine if six, seven, 8 years ago, before the Raiders left Oakland to go to Vegas, if you walked around the black hole with a microphone and you said, hey, Mark Davis, the son of Al Davis, is now the owner of your team, do you believe he will keep the team in Oakland? I'm betting you most people would have said the guy who has the, you know, the silver and black painted face, the guy in the Darth Vader costume, all those goofballs out in the black hole would have told you, yeah, we think Mark Davis is going to keep our team here. I agree with you, ownership matters, but I bet Raiders fans felt like their ownership was committing to keeping them in Oakland. And lo and behold, they chose the cash of Vegas. So I agree with you, but Mark Davis got swayed somehow, some way. But I bet Raiders fans felt they had an owner who had their back, and they were very, very wrong.
Text line 913-586-7965. CDOT, you have to remember that elections have consequences. Kansas City is lucky that it's on a state line. I also think that the two teams would have moved very differently if there wasn't that built-in inherent fail-safe. No one was ever really afraid that the teams were going to leave the area. And I think there are a lot of people that are just very indifferent on if the teams are in Missouri or Kansas, because we usually just drive back and forth anyway. So as much as there is that rivalry that is there between Kansas and Missouri, I mean, you go over there for dinner, they come over here, you got family that lives over there, you got friends that live over there, maybe you grew up on the Kansas side and now you live on the Missouri side, vice versa. I just think that for the most part, most people see it as one big metropolitan area. So the entire tactic of, oh, well, you can lose the team, it was never really going to play in Kansas City because there was always a logical place for them to go. That ain't the case in Oakland, California. If you don't give the teams what they want, they're not moving. No, there's only one option. It is move to San Francisco. It is then move to Las Vegas. It is moved to Sacramento. So just the way that their city is built up. So I certainly get what you're saying. I don't know if Kansas City is lucky. I also think maybe the Royals and the Chiefs would have put together a far better plan if they didn't have this fail-safe. The Chiefs were never planning on leaving the area. The Royals have never discussed or planned on leaving the area. The worst case scenario is, oh, well, we'll just move 15 minutes away. That's not really the case when it came to the Raiders or the Oakland A's. Their moving away was a plane ride. They moved to Sacramento. They have now moved to Las Vegas. You're never getting those teams back. Oakland will never have another professional team. They're not even in the conversation for NBA expansion. They're talking about Vegas. They're talking about Seattle. Like, Oakland had all of their opportunities in our lifetime to have sports teams, and they have all moved away.
I don't know all the geopolitical workings, but just as the epitome of an outsider, are you surprised Oakland didn't get a deal done as they started losing teams? Because you're right. Kansas City is a very different ballgame. The teams have been in Missouri my whole life, but if they came to Kansas, I'd be happy. If they stayed in Missouri, I'd be fine. Like, as much as I would prefer them in Kansas, but if they stay in Missouri, it's no big deal to me. As long as the team's not moving to, like, St. Louis or, like, the Ozarks, I have no problem with the team staying in Missouri. But are you surprised that after the Raiders left, Oakland didn't come back to the ballot and come back to the team and say, okay, we've lost one, and that's bad for our community. Let's try to keep the A's. They then lost the Warriors. They never tried to keep that third team. Like, Oakland is unique in the worst way possible, because usually when a team leaves town, the other team starts getting everything they want. The first team left town, then the second team left town, then the third team left town. I'm surprised Oakland could not find a way to keep one of their teams.
Coming up in just a little bit, we'll get to the NBA. Coming up later tonight, we have game 4 of the NBA Finals. The Pacers are up 2-1 right now over the Oklahoma City Thunder. History tells you that the Pacers are going to win this series. 80% of teams that win game 3 win the NBA Finals. They have a 2-1 lead in there. It is a must-win game tonight for the Oklahoma City Thunder. You are more than likely eliminated if you lose this game. This Pacers team just continues to play with a lot of momentum, a lot of excitement. They got a home game coming up later today, so we'll see what happens in game 4. We'll get to that coming up in just a little bit. Did you guys see this story? I saw it earlier today as I was kind of searching around, getting ready for the show. So the house from Breaking Bad, someone actually lives in this house. They have put a gate up because, you know, people were going up there trying to take pictures. They don't want people taking pictures up there. It's their house. It's their property. They own it. Well, I saw a video that the woman that owns the house, on some days, she would just sit out on her porch. And when people come up to the sidewalk and try to take a picture, she would just squirt them with a hose and tell them to get off of her property. This is my question. Why would you then own the Breaking Bad house if you don't want people coming up there? It seems to me like if you don't want the attention that comes with living in the Breaking Bad house, now seems like the time to cash out. Now, I was on this woman's side. Rob, you remember a couple of years ago before she put the gate up, there's a very iconic scene in the television show where Walt throws a pizza up there. He tries to go over there, bring a pizza to his family. Skyler's not interested in the pizza. He throws the pizza on the roof. That people were coming up there, taking a picture, and throwing pizzas on the roof like the TV show. I understand how if you own the show, you don't want people throwing pepperoni and cheese and marinara sauce on the roof of your house. I get that. But you gotta understand that if you own an iconic house like that for one of the more popular television shows of the last 25 years or so, you have to assume the attention that is going to come with it. And instead of fighting it, you either need to move or embrace it. The people that own the house from Friday, you know, the iconic, damn, you know that scene. People live in the house. And I've seen this before. They have a rule. You can start taking pictures at this time and up to this time. They got little snacks out there, little water bottles up there. They got a little Cash App thing. Hey, if you want to leave a little donation, we just simply ask you to only take pictures from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. Outside of that, please respect that this is our home and we don't want you coming up there to take pictures. And for the most part, people follow it because that's a very fair rule. You're part of an iconic house in pop culture. People want to go up there. People want to take a picture. People want to see what it's like. I never understand these people that own these super iconic houses. You could just sell it and live somewhere else where no one will come bother you. You choose to live in this house and yet you want to be mean about it. Don't do that to me. As somebody that loves the Fresh Prince of Bel-Air, I would be excited to see the Fresh Prince of Bel-Air house. I would love to take a picture in front of it. Every time I've gone to Chicago, my dear friend Danny Parkins, he's my brother. I've asked him every single time, please take me to the Home Alone house. He knows how much I love Home Alone. He's never taken me to the Home Alone house. One time he took me to the house from Family Matters. It was the worst experience of my life. This was stupid. Why did you do this? I asked you to take me there. I then asked him to take me to the house from Ferris Bueller's Day Off. He said it wasn't that impressive. You know people want to see these Hollywood houses. You know they want to see the houses from the movie. Why would you own the house and then you're going to spray people with water when they go up there? This happened in New York. It's one of the brownstones from the television show Sex and the City. They were doing the exact same thing to people. This doesn't make any sense.
Correct me if I'm wrong, because I know we talked about this on the show. It was over the winter. But doesn't the Home Alone house become an Airbnb during Christmas time and you can stay over there? Maybe I'm confusing it with a different Christmas movie, but there is a house in a movie that I know you can rent out as an Airbnb during a certain time of year. If I'm the woman who owns this house, now I don't know the HOA, I don't know all the things, I'm about to make this a rental property and make some real money. Because you know who would love to show up at your house? Random people who love Breaking Bad. Do you know, I love Breaking Bad. I would stay there for a weekend. There's no other reason to be in New Mexico other than the house. I would stay there for a weekend. I would take photos. I would hang out. There's a pool. It'd be all a great time. And then I would leave, and you would have another renter in 2 seconds. I get why the woman hates the pizza thing, but if she wants to make some fast cash, yeah, selling the house would be great. Turn it into a full-time Airbnb and clean up.
Yeah, it just doesn't make any sense. I just feel like you're going to be a lot better off if you just simply embrace what you are. This is what you are. You own this very iconic house, a very important house. People have seen this house 1,000 times. They want to go up there. They want to take a picture. They want to go to the house from A Christmas Story. Let them go in there and take the picture from A Christmas Story. Charge them for the picture. Never makes sense to me. Leave these people alone. What's your favorite television house? I told you mine. Mine is the house from Fresh Prince of Bel-Air. What's yours?
You know, I can honestly say that's a question I've never pondered. My favorite television house. Like, to go see from the outside would be cool.
Yeah.
I think the Full House would be cool. Because on that street, it's the angle. There's the park across the way. I think the Full House, not my favorite TV show, but I think the Full House is the answer because it's right in the open. You know, that'll be the answer. Full House.
Some people are asking, have you ever been to Golden, Colorado to see the hotel from the movie The Shining? I actually have been to the Stanley Hotel. That is in, I don't know the city. I know it's in Colorado. I can't think of the city that
it's
in.
Isn't it Golden? Isn't it Golden, Colorado?
Or is maybe.
Is it Coors that's in Golden?
Yeah, Coors is in Golden.
Okay.
I don't know the one, but I know exactly where it is. I've been there before. It's actually like right in the entrance to go to the Rocky Mountain National Theme Park. You can ride around, do all that kind of stuff. I have been there before. It's actually pretty cool if you ever get a chance to go out there to see the Stanley Hotel. Beautiful, beautiful hotel, and one that also embraces the history of what it is. People want to go there because it's the hotel from The Shining. Of course, you want to go out there and see it. All right, coming up on the other side, I got a theory about something in the NBA. I'll tell you what it is. Keep it right here, Sir Drive.
Hey, it's Lucas Hersig from the Kansas City Royals. You're listening to The Drive with CDOT on 96.5 The Fan.
Brought to you by DM Entry Law. Have you or a loved one been in a car wreck? Contact DM Entry Law today and get the money you deserve. Car wreck? Remember, Mike's got this.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
All right, welcome back into the show. My name is Carrington Harrison. Happy to be here with you on this wonderful, wonderful Friday. I will say this. There is nothing that unifies you guys more on the text line than correcting something we say. Nothing. It's always amazing to see. It blows my mind every single time. Rob, the place we were talking about is Estes Park, Colorado. That is where the Stanley Hotel is located. I couldn't remember it during the last segment. The text line has exploded with Estes Park is the correct answer. So I wanted to pass that to you, that is where the Stanley Hotel is, we were talking about in the last segment. We are also celebrating Alex Gordon. Alex Gordon is going into the Royals Hall of Fame later today. Jacob Milham from Kings of Kauffman. He will be on the show coming up at 3 o'clock. Very happy to talk to Jacob Milham. He will be on the show coming up in just a little bit. You guys might find this hard to believe, because it blows my mind too. But Kevin Durant is once again about to change teams. Here's the latest from Shams.
I think there's some motivation with some teams, potentially even sooner than 7 days. You know, maybe in the next few days, we could get some Kevin Durant trade action. There is some serious traction on conversations, on trade scenarios with the Suns. They've had about 6 to 8 teams reach out. There's been interest. There's been some offers. There's been some negotiations. But really in the last 24, 48 hours, I'm told the focus of the Suns conversation has been on few of the teams, and here they are. The Houston Rockets, the Miami Heat, and the Minnesota Timberwolves. I'm told those are the three teams right now where a lot of the focus for Durant lies. There's some motivation.
Does he want to go there?
Sooner than later. Mm. So that is, it's a great question you ask, AJ, because he's on an expiring contract, about $54 million. And so that could also come up as an issue here, where if there's a team that for sure wants his extension, or will there be a team? We saw what happened with Kawhi Leonard in 2019, or actually 2018, and then he won the championship in 2019 mm-hmm. with the Toronto Raptors, where they just literally had no idea whether he wanted to be there, probably didn't want to be there, and they trade for him, they win a championship, then he leaves anyway.
That was Shams Charania. He is with ESPN giving us the latest on Kevin Durant. This is my theory. I think that Kevin Durant has already decided what team he wants to go to, and I think the NBA has told him and the other teams to hold off until the finals are over. Because there is not a lot of general fan interest in this NBA finals. And if there's one thing we know that the NBA loves to do, it's not talk about the current games and speculate about the offseason. And I think the NBA knows that. I think that he has already made a decision. The Suns have already made a decision. They've been told to kind of keep this under wraps, and we can make this announcement when the finals are over. We're halfway done. We're halfway done with the NBA finals. Just wait a couple of days. From the way that it sounds, I think he's going to Houston. I would have actually guessed San Antonio. I would have thought that they were a team that was ready to take the big swing. You got De'Aaron Fox. You got Victor Wembanyama. You add Kevin Durant. That's a team that you think could be a contending team next year in the Western Conference. It doesn't sound like he's going to San Antonio. I think Houston just makes a lot of sense. They finished second in the Western Conference this year. They need more scoring. I think they need an additional veteran. This would solve both of those problems. They've got the cap space. They've got the draft picks. The Rockets have a lot of those things. If you were asking me based on the teams that we just heard Shams mention, I think KD's going to the Rockets.
I mean, I still think it's the Heat. And I know the Heat make the least sense of the teams on that list because the Rockets are a team that was one of the better regular season teams in basketball this year. Couldn't break through. You saw the Wolves. The Wolves now, back-to-back years with Anthony Edwards and that core, have hit their head against the same ceiling. Will they ever break through? Maybe a superstar, albeit an aging one, will help them break through. But, man, I don't want to make it sound like I know Pat Riley well, but we know Pat Riley from his time of running the Heat. He does not like the Heat being in obscurity. I mean, it's not just the big three move. I mean, we can name move after move that Pat Riley has made to bring interest and competitive basketball to Miami. He brought Shaq in. That was a massive move at the time. Then the big three, Jimmy Butler was a move he has made. Pat Riley is not one to sit on his hands and build from the ground up. He is go get a superstar kind of guy, and he usually makes it work because that's his history as both a coach and a GM. I feel like the Heat is the answer, even though it makes the least sense on paper.
I just think if you're going to go get KD, if you're the Heat, you need KD plus something else. Usually, to your point, Pat Riley's not bringing you in there if that's all you got. If you're telling me your plan is Kevin Durant, Andrew Wiggins, and Bam Adebayo, you guys are the sixth best team in the Eastern Conference next year. Like, you're not winning a championship. Now, if your plan is let's go swing big for KD and then we'll make another trade or we'll dip in free agency and we'll try to piece and have two really good players and then add that to Bam Adebayo, maybe you got a shot there, but usually when they take a big swing, you're right, it's to go get Shaq, but you already got Dwayne Wade in place. When you made the move to go get LeBron, hey, we're going to get LeBron and we're going to go get Chris Bosh and add him with Dwayne Wade. They usually don't make these moves if they don't come in conjunction with anything else. So if the Heat are going to be the destination, which do make a lot of sense, I just wonder what their other move are going to be, or you're basically going to be in the exact same spot that you're currently in. You're not a team that realistically can contend to go win a championship. If you're telling me your move is to add a mid-30s Kevin Durant and that's all you're doing, you're not winning a championship that way.
I don't think the Heat would make the singular move, but, and I'm not saying this logic is correct, but I'm betting Heat brass and Heat front office and Heat fans would convince themselves of this. Back when Jimmy Butler was healthy and cared about playing for our basketball team, which feels like eons ago, we were in, you know, battles, knockdown dragouts with the Celtics. We got them once, they got us once, and then our superstar quit caring. If we get a superstar back, we should elevate back to that level, because it wasn't that long ago the Heat were Tyler Hero, Jimmy Butler, Bam Adebayo, and they were in the playoffs and competitive. They went to the finals with that group, basically. And you're telling me with Kevin Durant, you couldn't convince yourself you make that same run again? Jimmy Butler's more not as likable as Kevin Durant. Kevin Durant might be a little older, but I'm betting Heat fans and brass are selling themselves that dream if they do go get Kevin Durant. We just are a superstar who likes to be here away from being competitive again.
Let me ask you this, and I actually don't know if I've ever asked you this question before. Are you superstitious about anything? I asked you that with Friday the 13th. Now, this might be a really stupid thing to be superstitious about, and I honestly don't even know what the belief is behind not doing it. Like, they say that you shouldn't walk under a mirror, under a ladder, or that you shouldn't shatter a mirror. Like, there's some like, oh, okay, I get that. I'm really big on not splitting the pole. Like, if you and I are walking and you're going to go on the right side of the pole, well, then I also got to go on the right side of the pole. Like, I'll do a Barry Sanders juke move to make sure that I get on the same side. It is just something, it is a habit for me. It's something that I purposely think about. That's my weird superstition thing. Do you have a weird superstition thing on Friday the 13th?
I don't with Friday the 13th, but I don't like walking under ladders. If I see a black...
That just doesn't seem safe. That doesn't even seem like a superstition. That just doesn't seem like a very safe thing to do.
If a black cat crosses my path, I don't go out of my way to avoid it, but if it's... it's mine, it's business in one direction, I kind of go the other way. I'm not a big black cat person. Like, so I guess those are the two that come close. Like, when you played sports, did you have a superstition? Because we've had a bunch of athletes in the show where it's like, I got to listen to this song at this time to get fired up for this thing. If I don't, I feel like I'm going to have a bad game. I feel like in the sports sphere is where those things exist most. Did you have a thing when you played?
Yeah, no, I don't really have many superstitions. But again, I am very serious about not splitting the pole. Like, I don't know why. I don't know where it came from. I don't even know what the penalty is. But if we're walking together, no. If I go on the right side of the pole, you also need to be on the right side of the pole. We can't be doing this. That's really, really bad. Really, really bad juju. That's bad mojo, and I don't want that. I don't want that in my life. Coming up at the top of the hour, we'll be joined by Jacob Milham of Kings of Kauffman. We'll talk about the Royals, who are under 500 again. What's gone wrong with the offense? We'll get his thoughts. Keep it right here. It's The Drive.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Only at True North stores. New True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. we're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.